this world. Everybody's out there crying for the earth. And now I got a new fire.
I love you. was so easy. One jacket off and that's it.
I'm pretty sure that most of you sitting out there
know that Spider and I celebrated our 31st wedding anniversary this year.
That's because he's nuts.
But we've been playing now for almost 35 years together. And we've written a lot of songs. And in the beginning, when we were young, we didn't have a whole lot of life experience. We would basically write songs that were about other people's problems, about things we read in the newspaper and such. But then as time went on, we started to write songs that were a little bit more personal about our own relationship. And this next one is one of the very first ones.
Whisper.
so this is the part of the show where we sit down because we're old.
How y'all doing out there? How y'all doing out there? Let me get some of this fine Florida water. Hold on. We got the best water in the land right here, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
$10, so everyone. Happy Sunday. Since we're so well acquainted right now, we have invited you into our living room, so now we're going to give you a little story time. In case you didn't know the story, we're going to give you a story. We're going to send it out to anyone under the age of...
35. Put your hand down.
All right. So, we are obviously over the age of 35. I know a great percentage of you out there as well. So we're going to send it to all you guys as well. Here's a simple story. It started in the month of May of 1979. Patricia and I were both living in New York City at the time. We were introduced to one another. We got along pretty well. She had an idea and I had a plan. So we left New York City for Los Angeles. 28 days later, we had a record complete called In the Heat of the Night. Being in the very first record that we did, we left Los Angeles, went back to New York City, prepared the band, and went out on our very first tour, which happened in the month of September that same year. Now, we started from New York, we went all through the country. Now, here's the plan. Now, if you're under the age of like 16, don't listen to this part. I didn't spend a whole lot of time at school. I was too busy doing some other things. You know, I was kind of running around. Patricia, on the other hand, was a very good student. She was proper. She did all the right things. Me being a renegade, us together kind of worked out okay. And we pulled ourselves in the middle. But now, I wasn't really good at school. But I know a little bit about numbers. And I know that this is the year of 2013. You started in May of 1979. That makes almost 35 years. Thanks for taking the ride. So if you want to come along for the next 35, we plan to take you all with us. How does that sound?
Obviously, he thinks I'm 12. So this next song I'm going to do, you all love this next song. I love this next song. I can pretty much guarantee that you have sung this song in karaoke at least once. Definitely the hairbrush in the mirror thing.
We belong to the sound of the words. We will
when I don't know what to say. Maybe I just wouldn't know what to do with my strength anyway. I really become a habit to lead us all the fights. Now there's no looking forward, now there's no turning back. We belong to the light, we belong to the thunder. We belong to the sound. Close your eyes and try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and wash the palate clean. We can't begin to know how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me. I see your face everywhere. We belong to the light, to the thought. Most of you out there know that I grew up in a really small town, and I had never heard about anything like that happening anywhere. So now, as I'm reading the article, I decided to write words with Roger Katz, who was our original bass player. And when we were done, we gave the words over to Spider, and we asked him if he could make it into a song, which is exactly what he did. He took his guitar and he made it cry and scream and feel all the pain that we had written in those words. We play this song every time we play because it's important. We play it in solidarity with the children of RIS and a long time ago, back in New York. We made a promise that we would keep on playing it until every child everywhere was safe. So let's see, I think maybe 3 years ago now, I had the great pleasure of writing an autobiography that was called Between a Heart and a Rock Place. And it was really a lot of fun to do because, you know, when you're doing this, you're not really going backwards. You're kind of trying to stay present in the current time. And we don't get a whole lot of time to go back and reminisce about how things were in the beginning. But when I got to do the book, we got to do all the crazy stuff that happened when he was 22 and I was 25. And it was nuts and we had a great time. And the next song I'm going to do is one of the stories in the book. And it goes like this, that in 1981, we were in Oklahoma, getting ready to do this big rock festival called Rocklahoma. Yeah. And we were in this crappy motel on the side of the road because it was the beginning, we didn't have a lot of money, and we're so in this dumpy little place on the side of the road, and our manager comes running and he's like, hey, remember that video that you shot 3 weeks ago? It's gonna be on that new TV station called MTV. So on that day in August, we became the second video ever played on MTV. And then wait, because the first band only had a bass player, a keyboard player, and a drummer, Spider is actually the first guitar player to ever play on MTV. Which of course makes him older than Dirt. All right, so we're gonna do that song for you now. What you trying to do to my heart? What you trying to do to my heart?
I got one more story. Because you're such a kind and nice, beautiful, happy Sunday audience. And somehow you snuck into our living room, now that we can't get rid of you. All right, here's a couple things I'm gonna say. One thing is this. When you got your cameras up, close your mouth. You look really goofy all night. Like you see, that's what we see, you don't see that. Okay, you're looking at the camera, you're not in the moment looking at us, you're looking at this. So close your mouth, and it's a lot better. You look better, trust me, go on with it. That's number one. Second thing is, every guitar gets a name, and every guitar gets a woman's name. This particular guitar had no name, and she was resting comfortably in California where all the other girls live. And last year, when I went into the locker where all the guitars are, she started talking to me. She says, Spider, take me on the road. That's what she said. Okay, so I said, okay, I'll try you. I'll take you on the road, see how you do. So I took her on the road last year, and she stuck with me. But now, here's the deal. I needed a name for her, so I came up with the name of Pain. I call her Pain.
The House of Pain?
Pain. P-A-I-N. Pain. Reason I call her Pain is for a couple reasons. Number one, she's very difficult to play. She's lonely by herself. She's angry, she's moody, she's got a temper. She talks back. If you're not nice to her, she gets mad. She has all these elements. You see where I'm going. You know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, so that's the reason I call her Pain. Second reason I call her Pain is because she reminds me of an angry woman at times.
What is your point here?
My point is, you don't talk nice to Pain a lot of times. If you don't talk nice to her, you know what happens. This is what she does. You know that.
Thank you.
time. Come on! why don't you have fun?
Sure, you're not too tired.
Well, that's good, because we're not done.
We're going to be here before we go. But let me introduce these gavons back here before we do that.
I'm bass, and back on vocals, say hi to Mr. Mick Mahan. And I've got me on my drums, Mr. Chris Ross.
You know us.
Yeah. Okay, so this next song that we're going to do is from a kind of a quiet little record we made called Gravity's Rainbow. It's a really great song. It's about not being complacent. Which I never ever be.
Everybody say, hey, 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 hey. Don't nobody say, hey.
this next song we just did because I like it, but I think that in light of what has happened in the last few days, I think it's very apropos for the evening.
People walking around, all lost and confused, ready to throw their lives out in the gutter. Ain't no love between ya, father, son, and woman, brother to brother. You and me, we move in opposite directions. Love to spear something separate me.
Drink and drive ever, and come see us again. Yeah. Yeah.
sleep when hearts like ours meet.
I fell for you like a child.